You want to be nine? That might be the way to play. Why don't we...
Nine! 1-9!
Ooh, nicely played.
At 1,000,009 and I sell...
our bag. 1,900,000. Congratulations. Thank you, my minister.
Well, that is a sound Anthony Thompson would love to hear every single day. $1.9 million, the Snitzel, Bonnie O'Reilly. What a brilliant day and a brilliant 10 minutes for Widenstud. Anthony, congratulations yesterday. What was that like, standing in the ring, watching that battle unfold for your Snitzel colt?
Yeah, it was quite amazing. It doesn't happen every single day. In fact, it never happens. I think that's a record for the Magic Millions. So... A really surreal moment and a really proud moment.
Were you realistic prior to the sale, thinking that this could be a $1.9 million colt?
No. The way the climate is at the moment, in the first day of the sale, we'd seen some good prices, the 5 and 6. We sold the filly not long before that for $9.75, but the $1 million. Mark hadn't been broken. We were hoping it was a $1 million colt, and I'd always believed he had a fair bit of conviction and belief in the quality of colt we had on offer. We paid a lot of money for his mother, and I'd sort of hoped he'd make $1 million or break the $1 million. But at 1.9, you could never really expect that.
So it was a perfect storm where you had these two stallion-making syndicates going head-to-head. Were you near either of the bidders when it was all unfolding? Because it was, by all reports, great theatre inside the ring.
It certainly was great theatre, Michael. The expectation around the colt was very high. He'd had, a couple of hundred inspections on the complex leading up to the sale. I think there was 28 individual vets had done his x-rays and examined the horse. So you kind of get an indication that every buyer at the sales with any sort of money is there to have a crack at that sort of horse. So we knew that there'd be lots of people interested. We didn't sort of know exactly where it was going to come down. But, I think there was quite a number of individual bidders on the horse to a level, but the main two sort of knuckled down once they passed the $1 million mark. And James Herron, heading a stallion syndicate, and Coolmore Stud, of course, who are some of the biggest stallion players in the world, really battled it out from there.
An amazing result for you as well, who has shown so much emphasis for this mare, Bonnie O'Reilly, and it was a case of what might have been a year or so ago, but you went back and bought her when she was in foal to this colt for $1.2 million last year. So it's not bad, a $700,000 profit in 12 months, and it's only the first foal.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer than that, Michael, by the time she has the foal and gets here. But
2 years, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of years. But, she was a really stunning race mare, and obviously I'm great mates with Mark Chittick at Waikato Stud, so I had known the family and had been in New Zealand helping Mark out at the time. She was sold as a yearling to Bjorn, and it sort of followed her. We tried to buy her off the track when she was sold at the broodmare sale, and we're underbidders with David Redvers, and the first time round was maiden off the track. She sold for $825, and I think we bid the $800. And I think when you go away and reflect on the sale, and you look back, you kind of, I had a bit of remorse there that we didn't keep going, and thought that she's such a lovely mare we'd identified, and I really regretted the fact we hadn't taken her home from the sale. And fate's a funny thing. She came back through the ring in foal to Snitzel 12 months later carrying this colt. And we had a bit more determination that time round. And again, with David Redvers and a couple of other of our long-term clients and supporters, we were able to secure her. So, it was a team effort. And so pleased to see that colt born and the way he developed throughout. And the whole team at Widmer's, worked so hard to make sure he got here looking as good as he did and presented so magnificently.
Were you surprised at the overall strength of day one? All the indicators pretty much were up from 12 months ago?
Yes, I was. You know that obviously people in the horse business are an optimistic bunch, and you understand that the base of our industry is so strong and there's good prize money. there's very competitive racing. We have a strong export trade. You know, if any nice horse wins a race, you see these enormous offers come from Hong Kong and other places. We've seen the value of top fillies, and obviously we sold Sunlight for a record price, $4.2 million. There's colts, you know, if you get a colt that wins a Group One, there's enormous money there. So the basis of the industry is so strong, and the fundamentals across every level. But not having a lot of the, you know, owners here in person, the trainers here, and of course the internationals here, you did have a real sense that it's going to be hard to keep the momentum going in this industry, you know, whilst people aren't here on the grounds to actually, in the big numbers, to physically inspect the horses as we're used to. But, you know, we found a way to get it done. Magic Millions have done a tremendous job. I think all the vendors have really learnt very quickly to promote their horses virtually, so that if you're not here, you can still participate. And we did see a good bit of that yesterday as well, with, you know, buyers from around the world still participating, and you know, buyers that may not have been able to get here. So yeah, I think across the board it was a really strong start to the sale, and a little bit surprising.
Well, that colt's going to be given every chance because he's going to be trained by Chris Waller, and for you it was a perfect day. Four lots through the ring for four sales, including the I'm Invincible Benaria, which sold for $975,000 just a couple of lots before, bought by Busserton Racing. So another great result.
Yeah, I mean, she was the star filly in the sale as well. I thought, you know, just the way things turned out this year, we probably had the best colt, best filly in the sale. And she was just an unbelievable filly. And, of course, that daughter of a Group 1 winner, Benaria, who Pat Holland trained for Robert Anderson. And, yeah, Robert's been a very long-term client of ours and a very good breeder. And it's, of course, the family of Merchant Navy. So, yeah, she's an extremely valuable broodmare later on, with a huge residual value, but just a stunning physical. And she, you know, those people have been to the races and seen Loving Gabby down there. She's that type of I'm Invincible filly. So we had high expectations and high hopes for her, and it was great to see, you know, Trent and Natalie fell in love with her, and they put together a syndicate. Yeah, she's going to be a star of the future and one to watch also.
Well, it probably can't top day one, but what are your highlights on day two?
I'll be back to Earth today. We've got quite a lot of horses to sell today, and, you know, we've got horses in all categories. I think we've got 14 in today, and, yeah, we've got a really nice group, but without probably, well, certainly definitely not the sort of the prices we saw yesterday. Our average will come back a bit. The Zoostar Fuddly Duddle is a really good colt. He's been much admired, and I think he'll sell very well. There's also another I'm Invincible filly out of Flying Snitzel, Group 2 winner. She's a real quality filly. But across the board, you know, we've got some very nice star witness. Cepedo's first crop yearlings there, well represented, Sebring. So all our stallions are represented today. And I think, you know, we've got a much wider spread of prices there today.
Just on Bonnie O'Reilly, before I let you go, is that unusual for a mare's first progeny to be so in demand and to make such a price?
It's unusual for any progeny to make that much money.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's no rules, as we know. If, you know, if a mare has a you know, a smashing sort, and you know, the buyers really fall on it, they pay what they pay. But, yeah, it's quite often the sale topper is the full relation to the Group 1 winner. In this instance, I guess physically the colt just really shone, and you know, the very good judges that are working the sale thought he looked like the most likely future scallion. So that's probably why we ended up where we did.
And a lot of people probably look on in amazement at the figures that are bandied about at these sales, especially when you get to the sale toppers like that. With the emergence of these stallion syndicates now, do you see that these bidding duels will continue and almost, a fight for Victoria to try and get some of these huge stallions into this state and take on the Hunter?
I think across the industry there has been a bit of that, where the more of the individual owners who would normally go and buy the horse themselves are finding to compete at the top level they need to form partnerships and share their resources a bit. So you do see more of the individual operators who would normally work for sales on their own forming up and putting partnerships together, and I think that's definitely been a trend of the last few years with stay-in syndicates and now even some filly spit syndicates like Trent's put together. So I think that is a more common theme in the industry, yeah, certainly in Australia, and it's sort of taken the syndication model to the next level with the major owners joining forces.
Well, congratulations, Anthony. A day to remember for everyone at Whitten. And I suppose he's still got a few days' work to do, so he couldn't really celebrate too much last night. But no doubt you will at the end of the sales. Well done.
Yeah, still plenty of work in front of us. And obviously, a big lead-up to Saturday, the Magic Millions race. And we're hoping Swift Witness can do it again for Whitten, another Whitten graduate. And we have the full brother to Swift Witness going through as the first lot in on Saturday night. So that could be a bit of fun as well if Swift Witness can win.
Absolutely. And, it was a great day for you after the Barry draw as well. the stars are aligning, Anthony.
Some days you get lucky.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thank you, Michael.